Texas Radio, John Harris down in the studio with my man Cecil Shorts. Cecil, how's the offseason been, man?
It's been good, man. Not too bad at all.
I hear that there's a party of six in the Shorts household.
Yes, we got one more child on the way. Wife is 8 weeks pregnant, so we don't know what the gender is yet, but we're excited.
2 on 4? Man, yeah. That's tough.
Yes, it is.
That
yes,
is tough, is. Man. You're no longer like boxing one, like it's gone. You're not playing zone. I mean, you're playing zone the whole time. No man to man, it's over.
Not a chance.
So you have four under the age of what?
5.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Cecil the fourth is 5. My daughter Peyton is 2, and she won't turn 3 till December. And then a 5-month son is named Montana, born in February 2nd, and then this baby's due March 1st.
Now, we know you got a howitzer of a right arm, but did you happen to see Tom Savage and how he announced?
I didn't.
The sex of his baby? You didn't see this?
I didn't. This, I was texting him, too.
This is awesome. This
I
is
think
really
the weekend
cool.
of his baby shower.
They put a pinata up, and from about 15 yards away, he just throws a pill, and it had, like, something pink inside. And, of course, my wife saw it. She's like, oh, they're having a girl. And I was like, dude, did you see that laser he just threw? I mean, that was good. So, y'all had a pretty good offseason. What's the offseason been like for you, preparation and getting ready for this year?
This time, take care of the body. I'm 6 years in.
Yeah.
Just making sure I'm on my P's and Q's, staying in conditioning. Took a little more time off than usual just to make sure I was fully healthy, and I'm excited.
I know a lot of people have asked you this question, so I'm going to be probably the 1,000th person to ask you, but it's always good to get a first-person account.
Yep.
New quarterback, Brock Osweiler. What do you like about him? How does it feel being out there with him?
Leadership. That's the main thing that sticks out. When he first got here, it was just, boom, he commands the room. He commands respect. Demands respect. And it's shown on the practice field thus far.
From an offensive standpoint, does he allow you to do a little bit more? What does it take for you guys to kind of find that synergy with him as quickly as possible so you guys can get up to speed out on the field and ready to
just
go?
Getting on the same page. We'll get in the meeting room, and he'll stand up and say exactly how he want this rally. Like, listen, just be here when I'm done with A, B, and C. If you're there, I'll get you the ball. So it's just being on the same page, communicating. And communication is great because I feel like we had a good spring. When you continue to grow and get better in the summer. But I feel like we had a good screen. Just continue to communicate and get some rhythm down. We'll be all right.
When you see a quarterback like that and he brings that leadership, does it strike you at that point like, oh, man, that's what we were missing, or that's what I've been missing in my career, or, man, I haven't been with a guy like that? Does that sort of give you kind of an eye-opener for you to say, man, this is what we've really lacked?
It was definitely an eye-opener. It's just exciting to have that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to knock nobody else, but it's just exciting to have what he brings to the table. And if we just do our job as receivers, tight ends, line, running backs, defense, you know what I mean, I think the sky's the limit.
Last year, 2015, you come here for the first time.
Yes.
You guys end up getting into the playoffs. It was an odd year. Didn't play well at the beginning, and then all of a sudden you got hot around midseason.
Yes.
Ups and downs, injuries, different things. You suffered a few injuries as well, but yet you still got into playoffs. What did that kind of show about this team, this organization, you guys as players?
I think it's a credit to O'Brien keeping us focused. He understood what type of team we were, how good we could be, and I think we just touched the surface last year of how good we can be. If we continue to put things together early, not get so behind so early. I think it was 2-5 in
yep.
the year. And just get things rolling early and everybody continue to, just try to stay as healthy as we can be. I think we can put some good football out there.
Was there sort of a moment where it flipped? I know you guys got that Tennessee game right before the bye, but was there something that just sort of
Cincinnati.
Flipped things?
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think Cincinnati, they were 8-0 at the
yeah.
time, I believe, or undefeated.
Yeah,
and to go in there Monday night and fight our butts off to win that game, I think that brought everybody's confidence of like, hey, we know we're good. Let's go out here and just put it together.
Did that kind of trigger more camaraderie and kind of companionship amongst the guys? It feels like you guys are a pretty close group,
yes.
this team as it is. Mm-hmm. But did that win kind of kickstart that
Absolutely.
For the rest of the year?
Absolutely. When you win, everything is better.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in happy. Everybody's excited. So winning definitely does that. Brings guys together and – we were able to string a few wins after that.
Cecil, appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.